This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The statute for the Vatican's Secretariat for Communications was published on Thursday, saying its aim was to respond to the current media reality, characterized by the presence and development of digital media and their increasing social interaction. It said this evolving situation called for a reorganization of the Apostolic See's various media outlets in order to proceed towards a merger of them under a united management. The statute for the Secretariat for Communications has been approved on an experimental basis for 3 years and is part of a wider ongoing reform of the Roman Curia and the Holy See's institutions. Reminding that the Secretariat was set up by the Pope with the aim of responding ever better to the needs of the Church's evangelizing mission, the statute says new technology and media models that may emerge in the future will be adopted and managed by the Secretariat. The prefect, secretary, members and consultants of the secretariat have all been appointed by Pope Francis for 5-year terms. Under the statute, the secretariat will be divided into 5 administrative departments, namely the Department for General Affairs, the Editorial Department, the Department for the Holy See's Press Office, the Technology Department and the Theological and Pastoral Department. In addition to describing their main duties and responsibilities, the statute says the 5 departments will be under the control of the prefect and the secretary, and each of them will have its own director, appointed by Pope Francis, after having been proposed by the prefect and including input from the Secretariat of State. The prefect can also propose setting up other entities or organisations linked to the Holy See, and each department can also avail themselves of independent services. The statute is of a transitional nature, and those Vatican media outlets merging and becoming part of the Secretariat are the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, the Holy See Press Office, the Vatican Internet Service, Vatican Radio, Vatican Television Centre, L'Osservatore Romano, the Vatican Printing Press, the Vatican Photographic Service, and the Vatican Publishing House. The Secretariat for Communications will also take over responsibility for the institutional website of the Holy See and take on the management of the social media outlets covering the activities of the Pope. In conclusion, the statute says the various media outlets will continue their current activities until the date when they will be formally incorporated into the Secretariat for Communications, at which point they will be disbanded. During the integration process, the various outlets will be following the regulations and guidelines issued by the Secretariat, within the framework of the general norms of the Holy See and respecting the acquired rights of the staff. I'm Susie Hodges.